In the past, the individual, whenever he glanced at one, it started to discharge, and so he just held it and looked the other way and didn't see it anymore. Just disregarded it because it had danger in it for him. So he looks out in front of him, he finds this white spot. If you can make him concentrate on the white spot, it will start to discharge. And he's got to have somebody make him concentrate on it because he doesn't want it. Because from here, and people go around through life on tiptoe. They are afraid to look, they're afraid to be, they're afraid to feel, see anything. They're afraid to do, because actually everybody's got time and space, relationships of these things, these potentials that are ready to change. And if they feel if they change, then it'll hurt them. And sure enough, in the past, when nobody knew the law of these things, yes, all it did was hurt them. So they go around in life on tiptoe, with very, very quiet, and hiding very carefully, just to make sure they never look, and they never are. And if they do that, nothing will discharge. Homo sapiens. All right. So, your potentials of flow, you see, we're right back to potentials of flow again. How do you get away with this? If you make him look at this, he'll discharge for a second, and then he'll make him look at it and regard it. Yeah, he'll look at it and regard it. He'll send a stream of large energy, live energy, right here in present time, right out to it. He'll pin it right there, and he'll hold it there. Because he can do that. He'll hold it, and he'll say, yeah, you see? Then he'll turn his face away from the thing. It's all set. He's got a beam holding it. All you did was lock that thing in time and space. When in the past, many times, he noticed one of these things, he just held it. A guy, you can run into a preacher who has his whole environment, 360 degrees around him, which are held. Everything is held. What does Homo sapiens normally do? He sees an emotion around him, he wants to stop it. Instinct regression, stop motion, stop motion, stop motion. That's all police and law activity is, actually. Stop motion, courts, so it's stop motion. If you're going, stop. If you're stopped, you're imitating the police. If you're going. So, when you have all control is simply changing motion. If motion is in motion, in one direction, you control it. It's either permitting it to go on in that direction or changing its motion. When motions do nothing but go through people, and when they surrender and bend and turn around and run away from every motion they see, the motions are controlling them. Again, Homo sapiens. Okay? We have then the pattern of the single flow in body, and the instruction on this has best be done by making an actual mock-up of a body, making somebody stand up and having somebody else go over him carefully and have this other person spot exactly which direction what flow is running. Now, of course, if your theta is in the middle of a skull, you've got enormous flow out through this thing in the center of the forehead. And that's sort of an eye. It got somatic there. Actually, if the Phaeton has too much potential at his back, he'll even be riding in front of his own face. Or he'll be just sitting on his own forehead, or he'll be out here in front of his own face. And the easiest thing you can do with Phaeton is skid him out so he's out in front of his face and he's out here. He's back there. Now, in order to control himself, he has to give himself orders by sending a beam here. It can't fight this constant swirl here, so he sends the beam here, and it goes all the way around here, and it comes to the back of his neck. All right, you want to believe this? Just give yourself right this moment the command to get up. Now give yourself the command to walk. Give yourself the command to dance. Give yourself the command to sit down. Anybody develop a hot spot in the back of the head? Now let's notice that again. Notice there's many hot spots appear in the back of the head, at the back of the back of the neck. All right? Give yourself a command to turn around. Give yourself a command to smile. I give yourself a command to nod. I gave yourself the command to be disagreeable to others. So give yourself Sure, there's been listening to me. That would be a real crosswalk. Alright, I give yourself the command to be agreeable to others. I give yourself the command to sit down.
Here.
You're off on that side of your body, a little bit farther.
Oh.
Are you blowing a ridge? Big joke. You can actually, there is such a technique of ridge blowing. You can actually plow these flows in and spot where they land and plow the flow in and plow the flow in, and then all of a sudden you'll get a little feeling like I can't walk. So you just think to yourself, I can't walk, I can't walk, I can't walk, and all of a sudden you'll feel rip, ow, and it'll be that circuit. You just had one blow. Well, what does it say?
All right. What does it say?
All it says is it hurts and it's hot.
It hurts and it's hot. That's what it's saying. Just get the concept. It hurts and it's hot. You get the concept?
Yeah.
I'll get the concept a little bit better. I'll get the concept I can't act. I get the concept I've got to act. I get the concept I can't act.
You find that.
Huh? Yo, yo, yo. Get the concept you can. I get the concept, poor body. Oh, that hurt? That hurt worse. Well, get the concept, I won't have any sympathy with this body. Don't you feel sudden sympathy? Goes down very rapidly. You feel no sympathy immediately. Sympathy. Right after sympathy, you felt like it's being. So you say, no sympathy for bodies, poor bodies, I am a body. Is it? It's all right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Get how brave it was for the body to be covered. Okay. Now we have the ARC between Satan and body. Satan body, and we have communication and command lines. Communication. And command lines. Okay? Now, I've just been giving you a series of command lines. And you can actually follow in person those command lines. And you can follow them until we come around and hit the ridge. And what is the ridge? That is the tractor with holes in place. All of these things are tractor, presser, tractor, presser, presser combinations. How do you hold on to the body in order to get the body to receive a presser? You put out a tractor on the body and you say, hold still, fat. Hold still, fat. So, it's a very amusing thing, but with all these ridges and demon circuits, they're a little scoop. And your presser is running forward to this and all of a sudden it stops. You just built up too much hold onto the body there to give it command. And you'll find that this little scoop is a stopper. But that's the tractor that goes along with it. So you can actually run these things at the same time. You say, it's something like saying to somebody, walk, talk, all at the same time. See, you hold on to them, bow. Now, if you want to make some easy practice, break his spine, have him drop the tractor around his head and pull back. And have him relieve the presser and not use the presser. And if you will set the fellow up in a chair in such a way that his back isn't supported, he'll go back like this and his bones start to creep. Actually, the Phaeton although it doesn't, you know, has to, it can't know that it's using any power, because that would be bad. And actually, you've still got, as a thing, most people have still got enough horsepower to actually break their spines, just like that. You have to let up on this, though. You just start to break your spine. You see these people that go around whose faces are very, very tense, and so forth. They just got a tractor without a presser to balance it. Or they've got a tractor on themselves with a presser in there and they're going like this. No. I'm holding on. I let me. I'll protect the body. Poor old body. And so on. They don't know they're holding and they don't know they're pushing. Good state of unknowingness. That's your tractor presser arrangement, and that makes your demon circuits. Now, facsimiles come along, and they hit these ridges, and they stick on the ridges, and after that, all you've got to do is a fade and send one little area of energy up the line, and you say, and the whole thing goes into action. Now, I want you all to get the concept. Isn't that cute of the body? You get the concept? Isn't it cute bodies act this way? Again, how proud you are of bodies that they act. Two or three aren't getting any feeling of being proud of the body. Get how horrible it is of the body, that can be controlled this way. Get how mean it is of the body to have to not act. Now get how cute it is of the body to act. Very interesting. You can call all this by much more technical terms, such as narcissism, so on. We could be awfully complicated and never be able to do anything about it. Let's be simple. Do something. Have to know that and how to release it. I won't go into that right now.
What?
How to construct and how to release it. Okay, now I'm going to give you the summary of, can we turn this thing over here,
what you should know how to do.
What you should know how to do.
Now, once this process has started, it more or less continues, doesn't it? You're waking up and having lying pools of perspiration like that.
Sure, you're burning up all these darn ridges. Well, they burn up, of course, they've got a lot of energy in them. This darn mess body, of course, doesn't know what to do with all this heat except sweat and burn and so on. You'll find fellows, you start running this, and if he's just running it and he's cool and calm and nothing happens, that's what's happening, nothing. All right, here's section 5. This is behavior and de-aberration. Behavior and de-aberration. And under that, you get engrams for compulsive activity. Engrams, secondaries, locks, entities, ridges. Words and engrams and ridges. And ARC and engrams and ridges. Now, when we say engrams and ridges, of course, we mean as well facts. That's engram. We call that, there's a specialized kind of facsimile. And they're plastered all over ridges. And a whole ridge will be the whole ridge will be the I fail at everything ridge. I fail at everything. This whole ridge. And then honest will be plastered all over it and through it and into it. Every perceptive picture that you've taken on the subject of what you failed on. So you start running those, you reactivate the ridge. And what you're liable to do to a PC is start running these things, and all of a sudden the whole glutinous mass goes together for the crunch. Now, along with this goes the bracket. And when I say the bracket, this is a large part of Technique 80 and 88. I want you to know what a bracket is. a bracket. Is it happening to the PC? You run a bracket on everything. You don't run a lopsided bracket. You run a bracket on everything. And that is, if whatever it is, happening to the PC. The PC making it happen to somebody else, and others making it happen to others. That's a bracket. And out of that, you get the very fine thing, a motivator overt act, the dead to dead acts, the mimesis, and so forth. But they're just the parts of this thing. What you have to know is a bracket. You have to run it happening to free PC. How beautiful spring is through. Get the idea of how beautiful spring is through. Get the idea of how beautiful spring is through somebody else. Who would that be? That'd be mother. Spring, how beautiful spring is to mother. Now, can you get mother instructing somebody else in the beauties of spring and so forth? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you'll say, she told me. But you run the bracket all the way around. By running a bracket, you shake loose all of this stuff because it's an intertwine. Not only does a flow go out and stick, but an act goes out and stick. And the reason an act goes out and stick is done to him, then he tries to do it to somebody else, and these two locked things will interlock together, being the same flows on reverse. They'll lock, and they'll stay right in present time. So you have to have it running, happening to the PC, and then you have the PC making it happen to somebody else, or observing somebody else, and the other people having other people. And that's a bracket. When I say, run a bracket on the ugliness of dying. That makes it unnecessary to go through the rest of this stuff. And the ugliness of dying is simply the PC dying. Another being made to die. And other people feeling the ugliness of other people dying. And it'll all come around, you see. Now you make him run the beauty of dying. You say, I can't get the beauty of dying. You test that, because it'll show up on you. Well, there's two classes on aesthetic running. There is the beauty, which is upper scale, with ugliness. And there's beautiful sadness. And the beautiful sadness is lower scale. And if you want to start somebody into just gales of laughter, if you want to start lying charges all over the place, get somebody to get beautiful sadness on this and on that and on something like that, and all of a sudden you realize how phony it is. That is very phony. You'll get the beautiful sadness. Isn't it? Get the beautiful sadness of your body dying. You'll get it. Alright, get the beautiful sadness now of how nice it is of your body to get all that show and tension by dying. Get the beautiful sadness of other people dying. Get how lovely it is. Get the beautiful sadness of their beautiful sadness. They're doing this for you. Next, you know, dying, snide. You'll find there's two classes of insanity. Get the beautiful sadness of being insane. You get this nobility and purity and so forth about being completely irresponsible. All of a sudden the fellow gets down the line and says, that's self-righteousness when somebody else has done something. Yes, I think self-righteousness. The beautiful sadness of being insane is the beautiful sadness of not being responsible. The beautiful sadness of not being responsible immediately becomes you being quietly and nobly outraged because you have been wrong. So a person feels the quiet, noble, beautiful, sad outrage of having been wrong. He starts to get into the fringe right away of how beautiful it is to have other people be wrong. Then he gets the idea of how beautiful it is for him to be wrong so that other people can be right. And he'll go off into the doggone concatenation of aberration on this thing, and he'll finally wind up to the beauty of insanity. And then it's just, hurrah, hurrah, we're insane, and the glee, and, oh boy, we're insane, and girl, oh gee, I don't like to act like this. You pick up the end theta, that is to say, the energy flow, the interbulated flow, coming off of some insane person, and you start to run it, and you all of a sudden get this horrible gleam. And if you watch somebody to track with somewhere on the track, it's very simple to do. Get the beauty of a vacation. Get how swell a vacation is. Get the feeling of going away on a vacation. Get the feeling of other people going away on a vacation. Get how other people think about other people having vacations. And you think you get very happy about this time. But he doesn't, because a vacation is irresponsibility. And irresponsibility is insanity. It'll go right straight down the track into all those ridges where he didn't have a body and he couldn't die. So how did you quit? Whenever you're attacked, you say, hey, look, I'm not responsible anymore. And the fellow just kept running on attacking you. So you said, Hootie, I'm insane. I have any responsibility. I abandoned the dynamics, one after the other. And so you don't have to punish me anymore because I'm not dangerous to you anymore. Because I can't think, I can't reason, I'm not responsible, I'm insane. I don't care what insane person you pick up in any sanitarium, that is the order of thought behind it. Irresponsibility. If you can't be responsible, you can't be sane. Therefore, if you want to drive somebody mad, just tell them to keep on doing something and don't ever give them any authority to do it. In other words, act like a one-five. All right, that's a practice. You want to know about that? You want to know the basic of insanity that I just gave you? That is the basic of insanity. And behind all of these incidents of any kind whatsoever, the only thing that really goes wrong is failing to take over responsibility. Failure to take over responsibility leaves the incident ready to attack you. That's why an engram goes in. Way back on the track, the individual was able to get out of it only by pretending he was not competent. Pretense at not being competent becomes immediately insanity. And your person up in the sanitarium has gone up against somebody, and finally, he hasn't been able to do anything to these people. He hasn't been able to do anything for them. He hasn't been able to do anything about them. He's lost control of himself, and all of a sudden, we are not responsible anymore. Now I'm insane. 90% of them are sitting around there and they know their phone is a $5 phone. Or phone, if you do have $5. A $3 Confederate bill. That's a phone. Okay. Now, in processing is your section. Section 6 is the processing section as such. That's processing, and that got with it the code. The GE, the genetic entity, located in the stump, is another. Satan's got a lot of things. He built a body. You came along and took it, you duck. So you really, you're guilty of an overt act against your GE. More than an overt act against the body. And the one reason why people won't let go of their engrams is because they're afraid that they'll let go of the GE. If they let go of the GE, they're afraid that there you are. You take over the body and you lose the body. All right. The entities, how they will... can be processed out and how they'll act. And running all these things, running engrams, running secondaries, running locks. And now, very important, what you use all the time, concepts and feelings. You get the concept, that is an idea. The concept is an idea, and the feeling is an emotion. And you can get them both at the same time, and you're running a double band. So, I get the idea of dying, you see. That's the concept. The beautiful sadness of dying is holding the concept of dying and the emotion of beautiful sadness. And you'll feel, as you hold the concept, the emotional level change and the thing goes low. The concept and the feeling are two different things. And you use those now in processing continually. Concept and feeling. Get an idea about something. This person comes up to you and say, oh, I didn't worry about dogs. And you say, dogs. Well, get the idea about dogs. And you get this idea, can you get this idea of being anxious about dogs? Yeah. Can you get the feeling of being anxious about dogs? Yeah. You see, about dogs is the concept. And the feeling is anxious. Anxiousness, of course, is not knowing whether to run or stay. It's indecision. So how do you solve indecision? Indecision is a flow. It goes this way or goes this way, and he doesn't know whether it's going this way or going this way. So he doesn't know whether it's going either way. He has indecision about it. He feels anxiety. So you got the idea about dogs. Now, you got the idea of being anxious about dogs? Yes. All right? Just the idea of the beauty of being able to run away from dogs. Beauty of being able to have dogs. Run away from them. To go up to them. To run away from them. To have them. To go away from them. I get the ugliness of having dogs. It's just changing. Just variety. That's one of the main reasons you do it. You get tired of listening to your voice on the same line. Your PC gets sort of dull. So you can change your processes. Get the beauty of being responsible for dogs. Get the beauty of not being responsible for dogs. He's going away from coming to him, adding him, not having him. All of a sudden, he'll maybe get a terrific somatic someplace with glow over his ears. He doesn't know what's happening. That's a funny thing. I don't feel anything at all. My dog's name on you, too. What's that? Simple. Now, we've got with this the running of ridges as such, because that's the running of circuits, and you just blow a ridge by making it flow or putting direct energy at it, and when your Satan is outside the body, he can actually reach into the body with a beam and blow the ridges out that are in all through the brain, all through the spine, any place in the body where the nerves are pinched or anything, he can straighten out the residual energy. There's no trick in doing it, and in a few minutes, he's a well person. Or you, if you're big enough and tough enough and strong enough, like you aren't right now, you can get up to a point where you can clip enough horsepower. So you could walk down the street and you could see some guy hobbling along with a cane. You could take a look over and take a look at the nerve. Oh, what do you know? A perk in the nerve. Oh, it goes, ah. Gee. What's the matter? Something has happened. He doesn't even know the name. Now, you should know. Freeing the Satan by concepts and feelings. And freeing the Satan by present and future lines. Processing the Satan by postulates. Changing the postulates. And there is another technique of freeing the Thetan by orientation. Very interesting. Freeing by orientation. You get him to just tell somebody, look inside your head. Look inside your head and see if you can put a beam out and brace yourself against your forehead. And I'll say, what? Well, just see if you can do that. You'll fish around for a while and you'll fool around for a while and all of a sudden you'll say, yeah, I can do that. You say, all right, now put on a wave outside your head and see if you can hold on to your hair. And you fool around, you'll fool around, and you probably won't get that. Or you'll jar loose enough of this flow so you get scared. But just keep working with him, fishing with him, quietly. Now let's reach out with a tractor beam through the back of your head, just a beam, and just hold on to the wall. Now, let's contract that beam and pull yourself out of the head. And if you work quietly and slowly for quite a little while with a guy, and you have to work slowly because if he gets excited or upset, if you change pace and there are loud noises around, you jar loose particles of these potential flows, and they'll start flowing past you, and you'll get into very bad shape. So, you get these flows, you get scared, and you hold on, and you lose it. Shut everything off. So you get him to quietly hold out to the wall behind him and pull himself out. First time he goes at it, he's got awareness in lots of circuits, which make him think he's other places. So do it again, gradually get him to a point where he'll put, hold on to things and let go of things. Hold on, you find difficulty in letting go, and then you find out that he can let go. Educated process entirely. All of a sudden, he'll put a beam on his two shoulders and see. Standing there looking at himself. Only it isn't the circuit being outside. That's two attention units outside. He'll actually be outside. And I'll say to that. Tell him you're on the clay. Look at that. I was all there was that ever had. You realize what a mock-up this whole thing is. That's a method of doing it. Another method of orienting somebody is taking randomity and present time. What have you selected for your randomity and present time? What is selected you for its randomity in present time? What have others selected for randomity from others in present time? Just brackets. And you know what I mean by randomity? Randomity is something I've selected out of my responsibility area so I can fight it. You have to select out randomity to get action. And you say, who's against me in the world? Who wouldn't want me to be in the world? And you just ask the guy this in present time, and all of a sudden you realize that he's been packing around the fact that Aunt Agatha never wanted him to be, but here he is 20 years later, and she's been dead for 10 years. And that's silly. So you blow that one, and then he didn't want Oscar Hands to be. He didn't want him to exist. He didn't like him. And he realizes that guy was probably killed more or something. And he's Boebert act not to want him to be then and so on. But that's not in present time, so that's gone. And it is getting to sort out present time, and all of a sudden he realizes he doesn't have any randomity in present time. His feeling of responsibility comes in. Now, the thing, Thetan, by exhaustion, positioning exhaustion of flows, you take him outside his body and blow the flows out. That's all there is to it. And you back up against this flow. You have to back up against this flow by telling him, try not to be back of your head. Try not to be. And all of a sudden you go, and he's facing himself this way. And you say, no, now you're facing yourself this way. Let's not worry about that. Now let's work back up. Let's reach around and take a hold of your hair and pull yourself around the body. Till you're behind the body, now brace yourself over. You'll say, well, I'm all alive right now on my, you'll be getting somatics on his right side. And you'll say, well, push yourself the rest of the way. Oh, no, that's down. You can actually work him around his body by making him work against the flow. Try not to control yourself from behind you. See, you want him out here. You don't want him here because he's in a pretty flow level here. You ask the person, do you ever have any right and left reversals? Yes. So you know right away, he's probably perfect. So we'll say, well, put out, why don't you put out something, you can grab a hold of the back of your hair and pull yourself around the back of your body. I'll say, what? Oh, I can. Yes. That's a funny sensation. It is, too. He moves right around to the back of his head. So you get him around to the back of his head, get him out extended from the back of his head, and then have him work himself. You'll find out that if discharge flows sometime, it'll pull him right back to the body, and you'll be right in there again. So you have to watch him. The body is kind of inanimate when the Thetan is new. It's just a little damn. He's talking to you, all right? He's talking to you. He's way back here. Your voice probably sounds slightly remote to him. He takes the communications out of the body with a tractor beam. And he puts communications into the body with a pressure beam. All this silly walk up of optic nerves and oral nerves, and you know, this is very amusing. Because he can hear and see about three times as good when he's outside the body. There's no sense in it. Now, he sees at a depth. In other words, he can look through here and look 18 buildings down the line. He can look 6 buildings down the line. He can look at that wall. He can look back at that deer. He can look at your back, look at your front, so on. And he can look at his own skull. He sees at a depth. He feels at depths. He could actually look out and practically frighten himself to death by feeling everybody in London. Now, there is the complete rundown of the subject of Scientology as it exists at this time and of the therapy of Dianetics. Complete. I've actually omitted nothing. There are no sudden bears that will jump out of the woods and bite you. Nothing bad is going to happen with regard to these techniques. They're not going to be suddenly shifted on you. What will happen is that you're going to get a better grasp of them and a higher reality on them as you yourselves work them. You will have successes and failures the first monkey around with this because you'll get outside and then you'll discharge a big flow and then you're inside again. You say, I guess I never get out. I never was out anyhow. And you knew you were out. And then you all of a sudden, you get to a point where you're out there again, and you'll say, well, this time I'll stay outside, but at this moment you had a flow passing you that you were negating against, and all of a sudden you agreed with it, and you go diving back inside again. Very upsetting. And you get pre-clears, you're going to get pre-clears, and they will be quite upset, and they'll be very occluded, and they'll be more and more occluded, and then all of a sudden you'll find yourself occluded too. All you have to do is run how beautiful it is for you to be self-sacrificing so that you have to be aberrated. And get an idea of you sitting there at the end of the world. This is very important to an auditor. You sitting there at the end of the world. Everybody else has gone off to the home universe and they've left you sitting there. Some of them came by and said goodbye to you. Sadly. But there you were and you gave your all. You did it all. And, but of course, because you've done it all, you couldn't go free. Actually, it sounds very corny, but the first thing you know, if you find yourself getting included just because you're processing somebody, start to run that thing. And then, of course, run it as a bracket. Run other people down this way, and other people down this way.
Turn on your perceptics and turn yourself way up and start to glow like a small electric stove. Feel good. As far as the body's concerned, you're going to find that the Thetan is really mad. The second that you start to get him upset, he's nuts. you think that somebody's crazy. You think somebody is crazy if they're below 2 on the tone scale. Well, a Thetan is a -8. But get this, a raving mad Thetan is saner than the body plus Thetan. A Homo sapiens is a body plus GE plus Thetan. He's a horrible composite, a very indigestible commodity. And by social and educational training and self-discipline, and by the use of stimulus response ridges, he has assumed a cultural position on the tone scale. And there he is on the tone scale, in pretty good shape. He can measure up things and so forth. The second you start to take him apart and get him out to where he really is, you'll find he's crazy. But the funny part of it is, his craziness is annoying. He feels good. You put him back in the body gym, he really feels crazy. When you bring him out, settling out, all of a sudden he'll start to readjust postulates and he's off. He's away. You probably have to spend a couple of... Now, a wide open case does not immediately see black and white. Remember this. A wide open case doesn't see black and white right away. He can't get these flows back and forth. But the beauty of it is, you can get him out of his body just that fast. The second he's aware of being out of his body, then he can see the flows. You can't run him inside. Quite often, you get a very occluded case. At first, you'll have an awful time trying to run him outside, trying to get him outside, trying to do anything. He's really stuck. So what you do is run hide and ownership and concepts and feelings of low tone scale. The beautiful sadness is having to own so you'll never be free. Anything that mocks up that way, you're gradually running up the line. Some people are packed in with ridges so thick that you couldn't get in with a pickaxe. I never really thought much, for instance, about capitalism as a philosophy until I processed very recently some capitalism. I was just behind. I had anything quite shaking me as much as the recognition, man to man, that I was dealing with the same case in every case. I was dealing with ridges out from the body about 8 feet thick, all of it on high and on. The Thetan was completely insane. And the second you did anything, it was abject terror, and all he could do was grab onto it and hold, grab onto it and hold, grab onto it and hold, grab onto it, and couldn't do anything else. Just those two actions, grab onto it and hold, and sometimes grab onto it hard.
At this point, there was a break in the tape. The lecture continues.
Classification for individuals, and you will find in processing individuals that you're processing a specific type of case for strata of philosophy. It should be a little bit interesting. You'll find that sort of thing works out. Now, you shouldn't leave. The only reason I'm making a note on this is try this. You should not leave a Thetan outside the body in a very upset and raving mad state. You shouldn't do that. Because with a very, very little more processing, changing a few more postulates, that's all. Knocking out a few ridges, making him feel better, he all of a sudden realizes he controls something. And he comes right out of it. And in a couple of days, you'll find out that he's been doubtful enough that he's done a dive back in the body. And so you have to pull him out. And you process him a little bit. And all of a sudden, he's in thorough control of it. So he is in control of the situation. But this is the factor that tells you in this process whether or not you have hit the break point between insanity and sanity, for the sake of the thing. There is an abject horror of self and a feeling of degradation that is so far below and beyond anything that body plus GE plus Satan can feel.
that you are going to have to take a little bit of care to that stage. Because the guy has a nauseous horror of self, which transcends anything you ever imagined would happen in a woman of ill fame, a traitor, a Benedict Arnold, anything. It's an interesting state of mind. He looks on himself much as you look on Clark. Body plus G plus state, he looks on himself. You start to come up with himself and want to do that. He comes up the line of having to face the horrible boredom of being immortal. And then he's coming up into the stage of facing his own past. That's a tough pill to take. But he can go on and on and on. And it's practically the same pattern and the same redundancies. And there's no change. And he's in the mass universe. And here he is. And to deal with it, he says right away, body, here I come. A body can die. That's good. And so on. Well, that's a very aberrated state, but that is the state he got into just before he went into the body line permanently. Just by changing postures and getting a reorientation and working with on that basis, all of a sudden, he does face his own death. Because when he is just below, this is the hardening point, he's just come under there, he's just at the level where he knows it's all pretense. He's got this feeling, it's pretense. It's sort of a degraded pretense about everything. Oh, no, that's no good. Degraded pretense, that's no good. Then he gets the idea, well, it's pretense, but it's kind of a grim joke on people. Then he gets a little bit above that, is it's pretense. And then all of a sudden, the level you'll go into, it's a game. And he will suddenly hit this high velocity level. Life is a game. It's a game you're playing. At that moment, he has become a player in the game of life and illusion, of combination, a player who gets others to pretend, who pretends himself, but who has a great deal of fun in the pretense of beings. And to him, everything flows, and to him, nothing. Now, that is the cycle of processing at this time, and this is how it ends up. And this is how this very much overlong talk to have been is going to end up. I'll see you again before you get up along the line. Perhaps more important to you, Jack is going to give you an examination next Saturday. It'll be a nice, tough examination. And the two highest grades on that examination, I'm going to take hold of and process. I'll process in a very short time with a demonstration, one to each other. And get them on up the line at a good high level so that they can operate as a team and then they can turn around. And we want this whole class to be fate clears before. Good state of fate clears before. I hope you don't object too much. Now, the following Saturday, after that, I'm going to give you another examination. And the two highest in that examination will be the kids who get processed by the two highest. Good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember that no elements disappeared out of this subject, but some became more important than others. And remember this. In trying to learn this material, you're on the almost the dead center fate and aberration. So don't get too wild and desperate because some of it doesn't come through. Actually, it may have appeared complicated to you, so I talked to you. The point of the matter is, it's like telling Junior there are three blocks on the floor. You pile up block one, and you put block two on, and you got your block one. You'll find yourself training people along this line. You'll have to tell them about 15 times how to stack up those three blocks. The gorgeous part of it is if you can get a person processed up the line, he suddenly understands all this automatically. But what he never knew in the past was the formation of a facsimile and a ridge. He didn't know about secondaries and locks and anchors. He didn't know about the concentration dispersal of energy and attention units. And so, he would get trapped in the body. He didn't even know, really, that he worked simply by changing his postures. He didn't know. So he could get trapped in the body. So it's been a downward spiral for 70-some trillion years. Long line. You better know that. You better know it for two reasons, so you'll know what can happen. It's a missing piece of knowledge. Now, if that knowledge is known to you, then it can't happen. You could be trapped somewhere. You could be run into the end of nowhere and left without any super, all full of engrams and secondaries, and blasted all to pieces. Because these facsimiles of knowingness about not on the energy, but on the level of how you learn engrams, blocks, secondaries, and bridges. It's buried in the pile someplace there. You'll be able to dig it up. If you can dig it up, you can dig yourself out. The way you dig yourself out is book one, self-analysis, advanced procedures, axioms, handbook for pre-clears, and then, of course, science's love, and up to this last line up here, the discovery of life energy in Genesis Homo sapiens. Then you're out again free. And the game can go on. But there is an extinction for the thing you can attain, and it's the extinction of the accumulation of too much living too long with the essential piece of information gone. Beta missed the formulation of engrams and sections. That's the main reason, by the way, to you as individuals, so that knowledge is important. Thank you for your very, very kind attention today. I better get on my way. I've got the handbook for pre-clears published here in England. I'll have it in about 20 days. Thank you for being a good host.